just a few short weeks before Pesach. We all know that the Yom Tov of Pesach is called Zman Cheruseinu. What does it mean to be a Ben Chorin? What does it mean to be free? What's the difference between Avdus and Cherus? This coming Shabbos, we're going to read Parshas HaChodesh from Parshas Bo. The mitzvahs that are mentioned in Parshas HaChodesh are the very first mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael received in Mitzrayim. How does the Parsha begin? HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodoshim. But this month of Nisan is the first of all of the months of the year. What's the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give to Klal Yisrael with this pasuk? Why did he choose this pasuk as his first statement to Klal Yisrael? The Sforno explains, HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodoshim, Mikan ve'elach yu achadoshim shalachem la'asuz bohem kirtzonchem. From now on, the months are yours. They're going to be in your power to do with them as you choose. Rishon hu lachem l'chotshi ashona, says the Sforno, kivo hischel metzi'uschem habechiri. This is your first month. This is your first month because this is when you start your existence of bechira. Bechira chavshis goes to the essence of what being a ben chorin is all about. When a person is an eved, he's beholden to his master. He can't decide what he's going to do. He's under his master's control. The essence of being free is having choices. Being in control of one's destiny. And the goal of a ben chorin should be to try to make the right choices. We find a similar idea in this week's parasha. Parashas Tazria talks about Dinei Tzaraas. The pasuk says at the beginning of the section, which talks about Tzaraas, Adam kiyia ba'ar besoro sa'eso sa'pachas o baheres. If a person has a nega Tzaraas on his flesh, any type of nega, he has to come to the Kohen, to show it to the Kohen, to see if there are any simane tuma on the nega. Why does the Torah use the word Adam to begin the parasha of Tzaraas? It should have used the more common word, ish. Kiyeh be'ish, negat saraz, v'huvu el ha'koin. We all know that Chazal say that saraz comes as a punishment for different averas. The Gemara in Erech HaNadav Tezayin lists a number of different averas, six different averas, which are associated with saraz. The most famous of which, of course, is Lashon Hara. Why does a person speak Lashon Hara? We know it's wrong, so why do we speak ill against someone else? The answer is because we lose control. Before we know it, the words just tumble out of our mouths and it's too late. Maybe that's why the Torah uses the word Adam to begin the parasha of Tzaraas. Because the word Adam is not the same as Ish. Adam doesn't mean a person. It means a human being as opposed to a behemoth. Adam is used in contrast to behemoth, like in the pasuk, Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, he acts instinctively like a behemoth. He loses a little bit of his special quality of Adam, because he doesn't act like a human being who should be in control of his emotions, of his actions, of his speech. A person who speaks Lashon Hara lowers himself to the level of a behemoth, which acts impulsively, instinctively. A behemoth doesn't think before it acts. It just tries to satisfy its immediate desire, its latest craving. Perhaps what the Torah means to say by using the word Adam is that the way that a person can cure himself from Tzaraas is by learning how to act like an Adam. A person can't just do what his heart desires. He has to be careful. He has to be careful to make the right choices in his actions and his speech. That's really the essence of what being a Ben Chorin is all about. To appreciate the importance of making the right choices. Life is full of choices. What profession to pursue. What community to live in. What kind of girl to marry. There's so many choices. And each one of these choices can determine our direction in life. The choices we make can determine the kind of people we become. That's the power of Bechira Chavshis, that we're in control of who we become. The key is to make the right choices. Shabbos.